Frank Smith, the inmate who became the voice of the Attica prison uprising, died Saturday at the age of 70. Smith, known by the nickname Big Black, was serving a sentence for armed robbery at the time of the 1971 uprising. Inmates protesting conditions in the prison seized control for 4 days, taking many of the guards hostage. Speaking in 2001 on NPR's All Things Considered, Smith remembered the start of the riot.
I was in the laundry that morning. And I heard whistles blowing and smelled gas and seen people running up and down the hallway. And the next thing I knew, the wall came in from to separate the hall from the laundry. Everybody was hollering, open the door, let us in, it's on, something is happening. So I didn't have no iota of what was going on at that time.
Yes, for 4 days, the nation watched while inmates negotiated with Corrections Commissioner over their demands for amnesty and improved prison conditions. On the morning of September 13, 1971, state police retook control of the Attica facility by force. In less than 10 minutes, their gunfire left 10 hostages and 29 inmates dead. The surviving prisoners, including Smith, who were suspected of involvement in the uprising, suffered extensive torture at the hands of guards and police. After his release, Smith led a 25-year lawsuit on behalf of those prisoners. The case was settled in 2000 for $12 million. He continued to speak out against the American prison system.
Because the average person out in society feels like it's better for 20 innocent people to go to prison than one to remain in the street. Jail is their absolute. Jail is their whatever, you know. Jail is their freedom. They don't see a person going to jail and returning to the community. And that's what people have got to understand. In order to be a first class after a second class, people got to know, you know, that you're not going to remain in Attica State Prison the rest of your life.
Frank Big Black Smith died Saturday at the age of 70. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.